यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री रूप श्री सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ छय गोसैर करी चरण वंदना। जहाँ होते विघ्ननाश अभिष्ट पुराण। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग चैप्टर 27 अटैक बाय चंडवेग ऑन द सिटी ऑफ किंग पुरंजन द कैरेक्टर ऑफ कालकन्या टेक्स्ट नंबर 1-5 फर्स्ट वर्स वी विल चैंट अदर्स वी विल समराइज। नारद उवाच इत्थं पुरंजनं सद्र्यग् वशमानीय सविभ्रमैः पुरंजनी महाराज रेमे रमयति पतिं। नारद उवाच इत्थं पुरंजनं सद्र्यग् वशमानीय विभ्रमैः पुरंजनी महाराज रेमे रमयति पतिम्। नारद उवाच इत्थं पुरंजनो जनम सद्र्यग् वशमानीय विभ्रमैः पुरंजनी महाराज रेमे रमयति पतिम्। नारद उवाच इत्थं पुरंजनं सद्र्यग् वशमानीय विभ्रमैः पुरंजनी महाराज रेमे रमयति पतिं। नारद उवाच इत्थं पुरंजनं सद्र्यग् वशमानीय विभ्रमैः पुरंजनी महाराज रेमे रमयति पतिम्। नारद उवाच श्री नारद सेड इत्थम दस पुरंजनम किंग पुरंजन सद्रुग completely, vasham aniya, bringing under her control, vibhramaihi, by her charms, Puranjani, the wife of King Puranjan, Maharaja, O King, Reme, enjoy it, Ramayati, giving all satisfaction, Patim, to her husband. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great sage Narada continued, my dear king, after bewildering her husband in different ways and bringing him under control, the wife of Puranjan gave him all satisfaction and enjoyed sex life with him. Purport. So it's big purport, so I'll just read. And till 1 to 5, so I am just going to summarize. So basically, here King Puranjan is going for hunting. So that is compared to sinful life. Then, because this is violence, and this is what Puranjan is going for. The sinful activities, and when he comes to the senses, now he's coming under control of his wife. In one purport, it is praised that now he is following the regulative principle of being satisfied with one's own wife. And other purports, Prabhupada says how it is dangerous to be controlled by the lusty desires. So both aspects we will see, try to see today. Second verse, so okay. Second verse also describes how she is beautifully dressed and with her attracted face. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki. She is wearing nice ornaments, etc., to please her husband. So Prabhupada mentions here that it's a duty of a wife to always be presentable. So, and satisfy one's husband, because he must be endeavoring a lot outside, and he may be undergoing hardship while earning money, etc. And when he comes home again, if the wife is not very welcoming, then it's like in both ways, like a papad, that from this side also it is burnt and from that side also it is burnt. So there is no solace only. So therefore, duty of a chaste wife is mentioned here, that at least give him solace from all the troubles that is undergoing in the outside world for raising the family or maintaining the family. So that is the duty of husband is mentioned. Third verse talks about how he gets captivated by the beauty of his wife and gets deviated from good sense. And he practically forgets the day and night passing away. Nidraya riyate naktam vyavayena chavavaya. Divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharanena va. One wastes one's days and nights, and one doesn't understand how the life is over. Udyanastam chayannasau tasya hrutayat kshanam nito uttama shloka vartaya. Only the days which are passed in hearing Krishna katha, they are saved. They are saved in a sense, they are creating his eternal life in the spiritual world. In that sense, it's a good investment. While every day is passed without Krishna katha, it is just one rising sun and setting sun takes away one day from our life, and we cannot stop it. So this is third verse, how the time is lost practically, this human form of life, which is very important, which is practically lost in distractions or mundane attachments. So fourth, again, He considered his wife to be his life and soul, and overwhelmed by tamogun, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization. So when a family or even our body, everything is compared to a vehicle, and we take care of the vehicle all the time, and then not use it to reach the right destination, then what is the use of maintaining a vehicle? Vehicle is important, no doubt, but it's used to go to a particular destination. And if one drives the vehicle rashly, one may meet an accident. And vehicle is lost and life is also lost. The person who is driving the vehicle, he is also dead. So the self-realization is also not met, and his life is ruined. And fifth verse talks about, so his youth expired like in a half a moment. So earlier days they used to have such a big lifetime, but in sense gratification, his youth expired like half a moment. Like, अरे अभी तो था, अभी कहाँ चला गया? Just now I was youthful, I could digest 20 gulab jamuns, and now I cannot eat even one. So it's all the play of time. One doesn't understand how quickly the life passes away, like sand that slips from one's hand when one tries to hold it. And then we open our fist, we see that there is no sand left. So that is like our, or something like camphor that is put outside. You put 100 grams of camphor, big chunk of camphor outside. You come after a week and you see that it has evaporated. Sublimated, what is it? Evaporated, yeah. It has evaporated. And only something is left, just to make you know that there was camphor before here. Like, you know. So our life is also like that. Like, so quickly the childhood went, so quickly the youth will go, so quickly the old age will come, and so quickly that will also not remain. So if we are fortunate enough to go into old age, you know, before that, if some virus comes, even that is also not. One little virus can end our life. So all of this is mentioned here. So now, thank you. So now we'll try to focus on the aspect where every devotee, whether a young person, an old person, or a man or a woman, or whichever varna or ashram belonging to, has to deal with this problem of lust. So today's topic will be transforming lust into love. So Chaitanya Charitamrita defines that, actually speaking, what is this, the origin of lust? The origin of lust is in the spiritual world, where there is spiritual lust, where there is only desire to please Krishna's senses, and Krishna's only desire is to give happiness to the devotees. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bali kama, Krishnendriya priti ichha dhare prema nama. That prem or love for Krishna, that only transforms into lust in this material world. Just like milk, when it is touched by the tamarind or curd, it curdles and becomes a curd, and it cannot turn back into milk again. But thanks to the acharyas, the acharya parampara, the curd can also be turned into milk now. So that our lust, that lust is basically the gross form is the lust between man and woman, but the all subtle forms, even desire for name, fame, prestige, the unique position in this world is all lust. The publicity that people want, the followers that people want, all everything is a part of lust. Na dhanam, na janam, na, even acquiring more and more wealth, more and more scholarship is also lust, according to our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do we want to become scholar? Because we want to impress other people. That is also lust. So, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va, jagadisha kame. All different sorts, forms are of lust. And everybody is victim. Whether he is a man or a woman or a child or old person or a brahmana or a kshatriya. Everybody is victim of this. So something most exalted in the spiritual world has become the most degraded in the material world. So first of all, we have to be aware the dangers of lust. And therefore, in scriptures, there is one verse which says that Kuranga Matanga Patanga Bhrunga Meena Yatha Panchabhireva Pancha. That means the five different animals or birds or insects, they get captivated by five different senses. Kuranga is deer. So what is the cause of death of a deer? The hearing, sound. Because the hunter, the deer hunter, he will play flute. Not like Krishna playing flute. The deer hunter will play flute to attract the deer by sound, and when he comes into the range of shooting arrows, he will hide the flute and take out the bow and arrow and kill the deer. So that is how deer is killed, by attraction to sound. He is not attracted to flute sound of Krishna, but flute sound of deer, mundane deer, deer hunter. Therefore it is problematic. Matanga, the elephant, what is he attracted to? Touch attraction. They will train a she elephant, and she will go and rub against this male elephant, and the elephant will run after this she elephant. And she is trained, so she will avoid the ditches. They have dug some ditches, and she will avoid it, but elephant is not trained, so he will fall into the ditch and forever become a circus elephant or something, like, you know. Like he was free elephant before, but now he has become a circus elephant. Patanga, what is patanga? Means a moth attracted to by which element? The sight. Like in the rainy seasons, you see, you know, if there is fire, if you, earlier days they used to have lamps, the fire lamps, and the moths will just crash down into the fire and they will die. Nowadays we don't have those kinds of lamps, but we have tube lights, and you will see some insects like hitting against, banging their head against this tube light. And in the morning, what do you see? The tens and hundreds of them are lying dead on the ground. Why? Because they hit their head so hard on the glass of the tube that they lost their life. Otherwise, why all of them have to die on the same day? On the same night, like, you know, because all of them did their best to enter into that filament of fire inside of the tube. They couldn't do that, and now they are dropping dead on the ground. Literally thousands you can see, and all of them had the same problem, you know, attracted by the sight. Patanga Bhrunga. Bhrunga is the bumblebee. It gets attracted to lotus. Some lotuses close down during this smell. So they close down during the night, and because of lack of oxygen, the bumblebee will die. In the morning, when the lotus opens again, there are some dead bumblebees inside. So, and the fifth one is Meena, that means fish. So what is fish attracted to? The taste, the tongue. And so, therefore this fisherman will put a bait, and the fish will get attracted. It will think that, oh, this is so nice, this is my sense gratification. But then the hook goes right into its flesh, and it's hooked. So if that is true for one animal, bird or insect getting attracted to one particular sense, then what to speak of human being who is vulnerable through all five senses? What will happen to him? And therefore our scriptures mention that therefore all our senses must be relishing Krishna ras. That means our eyes should see Krishna's form, our ears should hear Krishna katha, our tongue should taste only Krishna prasad, and our touch should be applied only to serve devotees. And what is left? Deities, seeing the deities, touching the deities, yeah. Touching the, and what is left? Something like fifth one is left. Hearing, touching, smelling, yes. And we can smell the flowers offered to Krishna. So this is the way we spiritualize or Krishnaize all our senses and convert back the curd into milk. Right. So that is a way of spiritualizing all our, not just these five senses, but every sense. Krishna is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. He is Rishikesha. He is, our sense of humor should be applied in pleasing Krishna's sense of humor. Our sense of art should be applied in satisfying Krishna's sense of artistry. Our sense of maintaining things, cleaning, cleanliness, everything should be, you know. So Krishna has all sorts of senses. Tongue, yes, the five senses we mentioned, but then, you know, other subtle senses, sense of humor, sense of artistry, sense of beauty, Krishna's sense of beauty, we serve Krishna's sense of beauty, right? The sense of appropriateness, how to behave in when we come in front of the Lord. So Krishna appreciates that also, that through our sense of appropriateness, we please Krishna. So, okay, so this is... Otherwise, this particular body that we have is, as described in Bhagavatam, krumi vidbhasma nishtantam kvedam tuchham kalevaram kvatvadiya ratir bharya vayamatma nabashyadi. So it is mentioned that this body that we are having in material world is made up of what? Blood and bones and stool and urine. And it will turn into what? Krumi vid bhasma. Either it will become worms, vid, either it will become stool, or bhasma, it will become ash. What is the value of these three things? Nothing, no value. Then why spend so much time in decorating this body with so many unnecessary things and pampering this body? Of course, this body needs to be taken care of. Proper diet has to be taken. It needs to be cleaned. But for what? For a better sadhana, right? Otherwise, just pampering it, what will it do? And ultimately, it's going to become ash, worm, or stool. So that is mentioned here. I mean, that is mentioned in the scriptures. And what advice does Krishna give, you know, to be free from lust, and not just be free from lust, but convert that lust into love for Krishna? So first of all, understand that we are beyond this. When we say we are Krishna's servant, we are soul, the lust stays in mind, intelligence and senses. But when we say we are beyond this, we take it to be something external and don't pay so much attention to it. And then there are so many examples that we can see of devotees who conquered lust. Like for example, Dhanur Das. He was serving a prostitute. He was holding umbrella over the head of the prostitute. There was procession of Ranganath going on. And Ramanujacharya was saying, instead of following Ranganath, what this idiot is doing? Like, you know, So he called him and he said, "What happened? How come you are not attending Lord Ranganath's procession?" So he says, no, I was attracted to the most beautiful eyes in the world." So Ramanujacharya says, "These eyes, you think these are most beautiful eyes?" So then he says, "I will show you the most beautiful eyes." And then he takes by hand this Dhanurdas and shows the eyes of Ranganath. And he says that, now, of course, he had taken darshan of Ranganath before, but he could not appreciate the beauty, because it is the guru or sadhu or Vaishnava who reveals the beauty of Krishna. Otherwise, there is a curtain behind, between us and Krishna. Curtain of Maya. So guru is the curtain raiser, or the person who removes the Maya from our eyes, and we can see Krishna. So here we see how Dhanurdas, he converted lust into love. Then there is example of Bilomangal Thakur. Again, the same similar example. His guru spoke through the mouth of this the prostitute who spoke to him that, "Oh, for the sake of this body, which is made up of flesh and bones, you are ready to undergo so much of tribulations. If 1% of that tribulation, if you voluntarily accept for Krishna, you will get Krishna prem." So this pastime is narrated by Kaviraj Goswami in his commentary to Krishna Karanamrut in the beginning. And there he says that, and he comes to his senses. Rest of the night, he says to that prostitute that, "Sing only Krishna's songs now." And she sings Krishna's songs. Next day morning, he takes initiation from a Vaishnav guru. Okay, probably he had guru in his previous life, but it is mentioned that he takes an initiation from Vaishnav guru who is staying on the banks of Kaveri. And after taking initiation, he immediately leaves for Vrindavan. And again, in between, again, one more instance happens. But finally, he becomes successful in converting his lust into love. And then finally, Yamunacharya also mentions, "Yadavadhi mama cheta krishna padara vinde navanavarasadhamanudyatam rantumasit tadavadhi batanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukhamikaraha sushtunishti vanamcha." So he says that the moment I started relishing the ras with Krishna, from that moment, whenever there is thought of opposite sex comes to my mind, I become disgusted. So of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that for a Vaishnava, even he mentions that even procreation is a process of preaching. He mentions like a grihastha giving opportunity for another soul to become Krishna conscious, you know, by procreation. And for that reason, he creates children, basically. So for that higher reason of giving a soul an opportunity to become Krishna conscious. So, so when we get this higher taste, the lower taste become unattractive. So jnanis and yogis, they are in very great difficulty, that they also recognize this problem, but they do not have solution. You know, like, how can you shut off your mind? Like, the thoughts will keep coming. How long can we stay without thoughts? But the Krishna conscious, the bhakti process is the most natural, and it gives the highest potential for not just removing lust, but getting the highest bhakti desire in the heart. Therefore, it is mentioned in Padyavali, "Kashaya nacha bhojanadi niyamat nova vanevasato vyakhyanad nacha muni bharavarta chittodbhavakshiyate kintus phita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikridito govindasya padaravinda bhajana rambasya leshadapi." So, okay, tormented by lust, we find that, oh, this desire is very sinful. it doesn't get satiated even after repeated attempts, and it gets worsens, it spoils our health, the physical health, the mental health, the spiritual health, of course. And so how do we, what is the solution? So it is mentioned, kashayat. He says that wearing saffron dress doesn't conquer lust. Nacha bhojana adi niyamat. Regulating one's diet doesn't conquer lust. Nova vane vasato, being frustrated and going to forest also doesn't conquer lust. And vyakhyanath, hearing lot of Upanishads doesn't conquer lust. Nacha muni bharavratat, taking a vow of silence doesn't conquer lust. Kintu svita kalinda shaila tanaya tireshu vikridito. But simply by beginning to worship the lotus feet of that Govinda who is moving around on the banks of Yamuna, immediately the lust is conquered. It's very beautiful, right? Very beautiful verse. Not by anything else. Okay. Then how one should see the opposite gender? For a man, it's a woman, or for woman, it's a man. Sevya buddhi, not bhoga buddhi. Like, one should think that this is Krishna's das or dasi, and one should try to offer one's respects and to the best possible within one's constraints. One should try to help other devotee and not see, first of all, see them as devotees. And it is about Prithu Maharaj, it is mentioned, Matru Bhakti Parastrishu. How, like, if one becomes towards opposite gender, one becomes dvesha, means, what is it called? Dvesha, aversion. If one becomes averse, that is more dangerous than, you know, being victimized by lust. So anger is the greater destructive force than lust. So attachment is bad, aversion is worst. So best course is respect. Having a respectful disposition is the solution. Okay. And we see that in many pastimes where where simple aversion did not work. Like Vishwamitra Muni or Saubari, you know, that doesn't work. One flick, one blow of Maya, and all the yoga and jnana process will go into ruins. But when humility is there, respect is there, even if one falls, Krishna gives protection. Even when Bilwa Mangal Thakur practically again falling for that woman, but then he was protected, you know, completely protected. So our process is to be humble, to be respectful, and to be always dependent on Krishna. We are not trying to conquer Maya all by ourselves. That is not possible also. Maya is so strong. What is it mentioned? Even Maya has, in a past time, but Maya has befooled Brahmaji, Shivaji. Then who we are? Like, Vasudeva yadi ke tadavayam. Who we are? Like, you know, in devotion also they are so great, and we can say who we are. And even in sense control they are so great. We can say who we are in terms of that. Rute Narayanam Devam. Apart from Naranarayan Rishi, who is able to conquer? So we are not in the mood of conquering. We are in the mood of serving, and conquering will happen automatically. Okay, so, and what is the power of that Krishna bestows upon devotee? When one is respectful to all living entities as Krishna's servants, and one is completely dependent on Krishna and completely attracted to Krishna, wants to surrender to Krishna, wants to use all his senses in Krishna's service, then what protection Krishna gives? That even the obstacle becomes the advantage. Even the adversity becomes advantage. So that is the power. We see that Haridas Thakur, when this Maya Devi came to bewilder Haridas Thakur, first of all that prostitute came to bewilder Haridas Thakur, but what is the power of his absorption? Krishne nama vishtamana sada haridasa aranye rudita haila stribhava prakasha. He became immune to all the different charms and gestures of that enchantress, and he was not enchanted, rather she was enchanted, like because of chanting of Haridas. Enchanted. So she became enchanted by Haridas Thakur's chanting, and then she fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and she begged that Vishahaya mui papa karya cho apara, that being having such lowest kind of profession, I became so degraded that Krupa Kari Mo Adhame Karaha Nistara. That means, please deliver me. I do not see any solution. So what solution he gives? That he says that chant Hare Krishna, sit in front of Tulsi Maharani, and everything will happen. Then what happened to her? Prasiddha Vaishnavi Haila Paramamahanti Bada Bada Vaishnava Tara Darshanete Yanti. Big, big devotees went to see what happened to her. Like she fell into the lowest of profession and having the worst kind of impression on the mind because of that. But all of that was completely removed by just by accepting the words of Guru Haridas Thakur and following the process. Following the process. So this is the power which is bestowed. What was the power bestowed to Arjuna? Arjuna had the only desire to satisfy Krishna, and therefore he was gaining all the weapons from different demigods. From Indra he got some weapons, from Shivaji he got some weapons, Agni he got some weapons, and he was gaining those weapons, but his consciousness was always on how to serve Krishna. So when he went to the heavenly planets, then this Urvashi got attracted to him, and she proposed kind of, you know, to Arjuna. So when Arjuna said, no, just I see Mother Kunti, just I see Mother Madri, just I see Mother Shachi, similarly I see you. So please accept me like your son, he says, because I see you as our Purvaj. The Pururava procreated 6 children through Urvashi, and through that lineage only Pandavas have come, Kurus have come. So I see you as my mother. So she says, what are you saying? Like in heavenly world, especially for Apsaras, these rules don't apply, she says. So she was presenting it this way. So Arjuna even accepted a curse from her because of this. So all this power comes as a side product or a byproduct of once being a devotee of Krishna. So that's what we see. Now finally, yesterday I composed one song or whatever you want to call it. Not harmonium. So I'll try to present it. So of course this completely I wrote it just for my purification, and if something useful or it serves you in certain way, that's my fortune through this. What helped, and I mean what I ponder upon from scriptures when such problem of lust or trying to convert it into love. So I have tried to summarize it through this this bhajan or bhajan abhas or whatever you want to call it. Okay, so I start. So this name is Sadhu Savadhan. So Sadhu here means all Vaishnavas, all Sadhakas, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, everybody, whichever ashram, and how everybody needs to be Savadhan. So Sadhu Savadhan apni baat ko savariyo. Sadhu Savadhan apni baat ko savariyo. Okay, I won't sing, I will just I forgot the tune also. Yesterday So Sadhu Savadhan apni baat ko savariyo. भूल कर भी रमणी जन के चक्कर में ना पड़ियो. साधु सावधान अपनी बाट को सवरियो. भूल कर भी रमणी जन के चक्कर में ना पड़ियो. रमणी हियर मीन्स अपोजिट जेंडर एंड एज वी क्लैरिफाइड इन द क्लास. सो साधु सावधान, वी हैव टू बी वेरी केयरफुल एज अ प्रैक्टिसिंग साधका. अपनी बाट को सवरियो. We have to see where I am going, like the mind, basically where our mind is going. Bhool kar bhi ramani jan ke chakkar mein na padiyo. Vishtha ka yah deh isse sukh ki aas na dhariyo. Vishtha ka yah deh isse sukh ki aas na dhariyo. Vishakha kar apne jeevan ko yun hi khatm na kariyo. Sadhu saavadhan apni baat ko savariyo. भूल कर भी रमणी जन के चक्कर में ना पड़ियो. दिस बॉडी इज मेड अप ऑफ स्टूल, यूरिन, ब्लड एंड बोन्स. सो इट्स ओनली मेंट फॉर साधना, लाइक यूज इट फॉर कृष्णा सर्विस. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट, इन मटेरियल सेंस इट हैज हार्डली एनी वैल्यू इन टर्म्स ऑफ जनरेटिंग हैप्पीनेस. लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज सेज, कुत्रा शिशा श्रुति सुखा मृग तृष्णि रूपा क्वेदम कलेवरम अशेष Rujam Viroha. He says that Kutra Shisha Shruti Sukha, all that we have heard about happiness in this world, what is that? It's all mirage in the desert. Like we think that, oh, just little bit distance I have to travel and I will get the water. Like in desert it happens, but it never, the water runs away to the same distance that we are reaching that false water. And Kvedam Kalevaram Ashesha Rujam Viroha, this body is Viroha. Is basically the storehouse for all the diseases. So with this disease prone body, how can we enjoy? Vishakakar apne jivan ko yuhi khatma na kariyo. Matru bhav se parapatni ko sada pranam hi kariyo. Just like we said that we should not be averse. Matru bhav se, by seeing, having a motherly disposition, parapatni ko, of the wives of others, sada pranam hi karyo, always be respectful, always offer obeisances to their lotus feet. Bhoga buddhi ka phas laga kar phokat mein na mariyo. So don't have bhoga buddhi, otherwise phokat mein mar jayenge hum. Sadhu savadhan apni baat ko savariyo. Bhool kar bhi ramani jan ke chakkar mein na padiyo. महाजनों का सदा स्मरण कर नाम की शरण लइयो. कृष्ण कथा के रस को पाकर कृष्ण ही मन में रखियो. सो महाजनों का सदा स्मरण कर, रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, त्यार महाजन और वृत्रासुर, द अम्बरीश महाराज, युधिष्ठिर महाराज, ऑल ऑफ देम आर महाजन्स. सदा स्मरण कर, वी हैव टू ऑलवेज टेक शेल्टर ऑफ देम. नाम की शरण लइयो, लाइक टेक शेल्टर ऑफ होली नेम. कृष्ण कथा से रस को पाकर कृष्ण ही मन में रखियो. वी रिलिश कृष्ण कथा, ड्रिंक दैट रस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड कीप कृष्ण इन द हार्ट, सो दैट वी डोंट गिव लीव एनी रूम फॉर माया टू एंटर इनसाइड. सो दिस इज व्हाट द भागवतम एक्सप्लेन्स. एंड अदर सॉल्यूशंस, समटाइम्स इट मे हैपन दैट अ प्रैक्टिसिंग साधका मे थिंक दैट, ओ मे बी Internet will offer a better solution for lust. Or modern psychologist may offer better solution for lust. or modern therapist will offer better solution for lust. But that's all a false notion, actually. All the quick fix patchwork solutions, they don't work. They may seem to work, but they don't. Because their process, they don't take knowledge from Krishna. They are not aware of absolute knowledge. They don't know the tricks of Maya. And they are trying to figure out themselves with their own stupid experiments and everything. I will tell you, no, I am not exaggerating. Like for example, like if they want to establish certain how to deal with aggression, what they will do? They want statistical proof, right? So they will gather 100 donkeys, okay? And 50 donkeys will be kept as control, 50 donkeys will be kept as variable, okay? So to 50 donkeys, they won't feed liquor. And to 50 donkeys, they will feed liquor. And they will stand behind the donkey, and if the donkey kicks their face, they will record it, okay? So, and they will find out that, oh, those donkeys who were not given liquor, their 49 out of 50 donkeys have kicked my face. And they will record this observation. And then they will see that the donkeys who were fed liquor, you know, what will they record? That, oh, only one out of 50 donkeys, he kicked my face. So what is the conclusion? Liquor reduces aggression. Or aggressive behavior. So therefore, and because donkeys are equivalent to humans, therefore humans should consume liquor to if they feel a lot of aggression in their behavior. So that's that's modern psychiatric treatment. So we should not trust it. It's completely bogus. Mahajano yena katha sapanta. Mahajano ko sada smaran kar. Raghunath Das Goswami, he has told in Manashiksha, beware of these things. So, not take chances. Okay. Mahajano ka sada smaran kar, nama ki sharan liyo. Holy name is the solution. And it will remain a solution forever. For all psychological problems or whichever kind of problems or psychiatric problems or even the bhavarog, the biggest disease. And Krishna katha ka ke rasako paakar, Krishna ghi maname rakhiyo. So, this is the solution that will work. And all other solutions are patchwork solutions. They don't work. Okay. Asat katha anivedhitan aur aparadho se bachiyo. Sada dainya ko dharan karke Vaishnava sangha me basiyo. So what contaminates mind? Asat katha. Anything other than Krishna katha contaminates mind. Anivedita anna. Thing which is not offered to Krishna if we consume. And aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Vasana Janmila, Ramachandra Puri, he is doing Guru aparad, and what happened? Vasana Janmila, that means the desires arose in his heart. So therefore, sada dainya ko dharana karke, always dainya ko dharana karke, that means being always humble and staying in the association of Vaishnavas, we can stay away from all sorts of negativity, not just lust, all sorts of negativity, all even anger, even greed, even illusion, even envy. All that will be taken care. Maya se bilkul hi panga mat layo tum dariyo. Maya se bilkul hi panga mat layo tum dariyo. Guru agya ki Lakshman rekha par kabhi na kariyo. So Maya se, this is the last line. Maya se bilkul, sometimes one may advance a little in Krishna consciousness and may think that, oh, now I can take chances. Now I have conquered lust, or because the lusty thoughts have not come to his mind for many years probably, but or gross lusty thoughts haven't come. So even to think that I have conquered lust is also a kind of lust, because lust in the form of pride has come, right? So the big personalities, we have the example of many big personalities who have, okay, in a pastime, Lord Shiva admits that aham kalanam rishabhopi muye. I am the chief among Krishna's avataras. Kalanam rishabh, the secondary avataras. I am the chief among them. And still I got bewildered by Krishna's potency. Then what to speak of those who are born in ignorance? And with little sadhana, they are thinking that now I have conquered lust. So, so maya se bilkul hi panga, mat layo tum dariyo. Guru agya ki lakshman rekha, par kabhi na kariyo. So guru agya ki lakshman rekha. So as long as we stay in the within the rin, the realm of the order of the spiritual master, we are always protected. And as long as we think that we are now become overconfident, oh, we can go out. And then immediately the Ravana will catch us. Like, you know, so that's sadhu savadhan apni baat ko savariyo. Bhool kar bhi ramani jan ke chakkar mein na padiyo. So this is for pleasure of all devotees, I hope. I hope this pleases you in certain way. So it's already 9 o'clock. So thank you so much. So I pray to all of you that please give your blessings, that I can apply these things in my own life. If I could apply this and I could serve devotees, so that's what was the intention behind writing this. So, okay, any quick one question or one or two questions we can take. We have 2 minutes. Prabhuji has a question. Or comment or suggestion, anything you or correction.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Kaviraj Madhav Gopal Prabhu. My question is, Arjuna was a Vaishnava, so Urvashi approached him. It's none of his mistake.
Arjuna was a Vaishnava?
Vaishnava, and he was not interested.
And?
He was not interested.
Oh, Urvashi approached him, okay.
Where did she get the power to curse him?
Okay. So actually, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna allows certain elements to kind of affect a devotee's life in certain way, although they do not have any power in one sense. What did Sringi have any? How come he have any power to curse Parikshit Maharaj? Parikshit Maharaj is millionfold greater than him, more than that. Sringi is mere a Brahmana's boy, and Parikshit Maharaj is Param Vaishnava. So Sringi did not have any power to curse Parikshit Maharaj. And if Parikshit Maharaj was even capable of counteracting it, saying that oh, I don't care about your curse, let Takshak not come and kill me, so definitely his words would have come true. But it's Krishna's way of showing that what does a Vaishnava do when he is cursed. Kshipta kshapta hata api nasya tat prati kurvanti Vaishnava prabhavopihi. Showing the great character of a devotee. Durvas had no power to curse Ambarish Maharaj or do any harm to Ambarish Maharaj. But Krishna allows this situation to bring out the greatness of a devotee. Just see what a devotee does in this situation. He's just praying to, and then Durvasa Muni becomes surprised. Aho ananta dasanam mahatvam drishtam adyame krutagasopi yantarajan mangalani samiyase. I tried to do harm to you, but just look at you. You are not happy that Sudarshan chased me all over the world. Like, you are just praying that if I have done any devotional service, please Sudarshan, please save this Brahmana, don't kill him. So actually the non-devotees or the yogis or gyanis, they do not have any power to curse a Vaishnava. If Vaishnava desires, he can just counter curse it or the neutralize the curse. And what did the Kumaras before they became devotees? They did not have any power to curse Jai Vijay, but Jai Vijay accepted the curse. So two reasons. One is to how a devotee reacts, how a devotee responds, and second, as a matter of pastime, like, you know, so Jai Vijay had a desire to give a fighting experience to Vishnu, so he allowed them. So similarly, Urvashi did not have any power to curse a Param Vaishnava. Arjuna is Nitya Siddha Vaishnava.
He is always there in spiritual world. So Urvashi did not have any power, actually speaking, to curse him. But Krishna allows that. Krishna allows that to happen just to bring out the greatness of a devotee and just for the pastime to take a new twist or let's say to give a color to a pastime. That is first reason that we told. And second is to increase the beauty of the pastime. Okay. That person may also think that, oh, now I have given curse and may become pacified or whatever. Like, you know. So in that sense, so very nice observation that yes, Urvashi did not have any power, but Krishna allowed it. Per se, she didn't have any power. So I guess that's all. Any other question or comment? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.